All right. Now, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says, from noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Verse 47 says, when some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Verse 51 says, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. Verse 54 says, when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." Amen. Surely he was the Son of God. What a statement. These were not fearful words from a frightened new recruit. This was a decision of a seasoned veteran who had been watching men die horrible deaths for many years. To always live with the reality of death and to know that you are an agent of death, even for a just cause, is a difficult thing. The life of a soldier is not an easy life. I know that for a fact. It isn't now, and it wasn't 2,000 years ago. Yet, even hardened soldiers, by the heat of battles and the struggles of military service, can receive hope and peace of God's salvation. Amen? Amen. Now, let's look at the salvation in the life of this soldier, the centurion, in charge of Jesus' execution. All right? Crucifixion was a method of execution for criminals. They were nailed to a cross made of wood and then left to die. Just think about that. Being nailed, spread out, both hands, and nailed to your feet. Laying out there, just spread out. Naked most of the time. Most of the time you were naked. Laying there, humiliated in the hot sun. Yet, even though this was thorough, this was a cruel execution. And even that God offers all of us peace, hope, and security through the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. A centurion's life. A centurion was a Roman officer in command of at least 100 men. In the Roman army, the office of centurion was the highest rank a soldier could achieve. Just as in the military service today, centurions were promoted as they moved up higher in positions of responsibility. It was a position of great honor. A soldier's promotion to centurion was almost always based on good conduct and of his ability. Centurions would always lead the charge into battle, and always from the battlefield, always in the front of the battlefield, centurions kept good discipline within the ranks and provided security and protection. They led police actions in the occupied areas and oversaw executions. Centurions were not mates, so they were not friends of the Jews in Israel. You see, these guys, they were professional soldiers, and they are bound to keep the laws of Rome, even in occupied Israel. These hated Roman conquerors were brutal in their approach to any and all problems that they ran across. Centurions were notable not just for their daring courage, but also for their intelligence and loyalty. It has been said that the centurions were the finest men in the Roman army. Are y'all still with me? Okay, all right. Now, We're going to talk about this centurion at the cross. You see, the centurion, he was commanded to execute Jesus by Roman governor Pontius Pilate. Yet in his statement, the centurion, he disagrees with the authorities that Jesus deserved death and instead agrees that Jesus indeed is God. Why did he do this? We must remember that this soldier probably had seen many, many crucifixions. Yet there was something different about this particular execution. What did he see? There are several different events, from the arrest, the trial, and crucifixion of Jesus, that convinced the centurion that Jesus was God. This is what the centurion saw. What exactly did the centurion see? What it was that made him disagree with the rules instead to put the man to death? Jesus' response to this horrific treatment at the hands of the Roman soldiers and of his countrymen. When Jesus was arrested by the mob, Jesus said, let's go over to Matthew 26, please. Matthew 26, verse 55 and 56. This is what the Bible says. In that hour, Jesus said to the crowd, am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat at the temple courts teaching and you did not arrest me. But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. You see, Jesus, when Jesus was arrested, all of his followers had deserted him and fled. Over in Matthew 27, verse 31. Matthew 27, verse 31 says, after they had mocked him, they took off his robe and put his own cloth on him. Then they led him away for crucifixion. Okay, Jesus' mercy towards the mob and the soldiers even included the centurion. Jesus said, Father, Father, forgive them. As they sat down to gamble for his few possessions and watch him die, Jesus prayed for their forgiveness, not for his own escape. Now, this is what I call amazing grace. Just imagine that. Jesus is up there dying, and he had the cognitiveness to say, Father, forgive them. How many of y'all have been in a bad position and couldn't forgive somebody? Yeah, we're all human. But through the help of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we can have that amazing grace to show towards others when we're in those type of situations. All right. Creation had a response to the Creator's death. Witnesses saw the earthquake and the things that were happening. They saw the sun go dark. They felt the power of the earth moving under their feet. And they saw these supernatural events suddenly end when Jesus gave out a loud shout and died. This centurion was understandably shocked by the events that surrounded the death of Christ, and the centurion and his platoon of battle-hardened soldiers had learned to cope with fear, but now they experienced true terror. Now, from my standpoint, I will never forget being in a firefight over there in Iraq. I've been frightened of things, but to be in sheer terror, when you start hearing bullets buzzing over your head, when you start seeing explosions, when you start seeing shrapnel flying, when you start seeing blood from your fellow Marines pouring out, that is horror. You see, they had reason to be terrified because there was nothing ordinary about the events that they were experiencing there on Calvary. This was no ordinary execution. The Bible says that there was darkness. The Bible says that there was an earthquake and that Jesus gave out a loud shout. Jesus convinced the soldiers that this was no ordinary execution. This was no ordinary power. This conclusion came only from seeing the power of God on display in Jesus' response and in nature, as far as the earthquakes and the dark skies. Matthew Henry wrote, "Respond like the centurion did. Let us with the eye of faith see Christ and Him crucified and be moved by it. That great love with which He loved us." Why? Why did He do this? Because what we see on the cross, as the centurion did, is the perfect Son of God dying a terrible death for us. The death He died, we deserve because we reject and ignore our Creator, which is a sin. When Jesus hung on the cross, He was receiving all God's anger toward us for how we have lived, so that He might bring us to God. Let us ourselves be willing to come to Him. You see, it was at the cross, where we first saw the light and our burdens were washed away. It was there by faith that we received our sight, and now we are happy all the day. Alas, indeed, our Savior bleed, and did our Sovereign die? Would He devote a sacred head for a sinner such as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen. Let's pray and go home, all right? Heavenly Father, we thank You today, Lord. Father, we thank You for the example of this centurion, Lord God. Father, even though he was a brutal man and had done brutal things, Lord God, but he recognized through the shedding of Your blood that You are surely the Son of God. Heavenly Father, we thank You for what Your Son Jesus did for each and every one of us on the cross, Lord God. We thank You for shedding His blood because there's power, there's wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Father God, we thank You again. And we ask these and many other things, Father, in Your Son Jesus Christ's name, and for His sake, and His sake only. Amen.